Kum landing a block murder brought to Samach Bezam with all of the new paydik. So he had a poyol if somebody hires an employee. Last says a goy is hiring a yid to work with him be Yayin Nesef to do some kind of work, Yayin Nesef transporting it or pouring it out. Usur is forbidden because you're getting paid for Yayin Nesef. It's like having Hana from it. You know, you're not having Hana directly from the Yayin Nesef. You're getting paid separately, but the Rabbanon will cancel you, as Gemara will explain. Let's say you hire them to carry barrels of oil. Included in that job, he also threw in a barrel of Yayin Nesef. There's Chari Mutter, this Char is Mutter. Then you're allowed to get paid for it, because the main thing is not the Yayin Nesef, as we'll see in the Gemara. Rashi has soich at top of the page. Oyvik a chav magoisha socher as Yisrael hired a yid lasses ima melocha to work with him be yayin esach with this wine laharikai to pour out mekeli el keli from one keli to another. Oyla havir chav yis to transport that barrels mim mokim lim mokim from one place to another. Ube yayin esach mamish kama. We're talking about real yayin esach, but truth be told, makes no difference tam yayin or not. Shinis nasach lavi chom that was poured out to avoid his order of his tam yayin on meboilam be gemar. Well, that's a question, and we'll conclude that's the same thing. If he'd hire him to do another work, you're allowed to get paid not only for the, let's say he told him to transport 100 barrels, one of them was Yayin Nesach and 99 was Shemin, he can get paid for the whole 100 barrels. The Afa gave the Agra, the Yoyiv, Gemara will explain how is it possible. He should only get paid for the 99 barrels, not the barrel that's Yayin Nesach. Gemara will explain. Back to the Gemara. Another example. Somebody hires a donkey for transport, and to use this donkey to transport Yayin Nesach, the same thing. It's Chara Asa. Even though you're not having a nod directly from Yayin Nesach, but you're getting paid to do some work with Yayin Nesach, the Rabbon cancel it. What about Socher Leishavla? He hired the donkey to sit on it. The guy sits on it and he has a barrel of Yayin Nesach on top of his lap. Then Socher Mutter, the Schar Mutter, because you're getting paid mainly for taking him.
So the Jew who give his donkey can't use his money?
He hired a taxi to drive Yayin Nesach. You're not allowed to get paid for driving Yayin Nesach. So you cannot get paid.
If you're a transport company, you can't transport those you want.
If it's only Gershwin. Same thing, yeah.
You can't contract to transport wine for a wine.
But if you're giving you 100 boxes and some of the boxes are Yayin Nesach and the rest are other things, then you're allowed to. And the Gemara will explain later how come. Says the Gemara, my time was Chari Aser. Why is the wage forbidden? Because you're not getting. Why is the wage forbidden? It's not having Hanah directly from the Yayin Nesach. You're getting paid from the guy for transporting Yayin Nesach. So why are the wages Aser? Elam, if you can tell me, Hoyel, since we Yayin Nesach Aser Bahano. Therefore, based on that, you want to say that's Chari Nami Aser, that includes also wages. Hari Orla, what about Orla? You're not allowed to have any Hanah from the first 3 years, any fruit that grows out of a tree. Or Kalaya Kedem, you're not allowed to have any Hanah from growing things with your vineyard, like wheat. Or other things, or vegetables, or because of the national beisha, only if you have wheat and grapes. And the third thing, dasuni banos, also bahano. And yet, for now we learned, mochron, you not have enough of it. But if you sold it and turned it into money, you turned it itself into money. And we had it before already. The kiddush, the meyem, the money you took and you mekadesh a woman, mekadeshes. Now the money there directly comes from the klai kedem. Also bahano, you shouldn't do it. But if you did it, it's all right. You remember Tei said it's only by Kedusha of a woman, because the Rabbanon wanted to step in, because Tei explained the mitzvah puravu, we wanted to continue. So l'chayda, so surely wages are permitted. So, Rashi, Mekadesh is alma isude hano, any also no, demeyen mutari. The money is mutar. It's v'choshkes kapalos, which is further away. The wages does not come from the isur hano. Ella says the Gemara, the problem is, hoyel sins, v'toymes toyfes eizdavav kavoydus kechavim. The reason is, since this yayin is real yayin nesach that was poured off of avodah zarah, so it's like avodah zarah itself. And what did we learn a few days ago regarding avodah zarah itself? That if you swap it for something else, anything you swap it for, that also becomes also hanor. It keeps on moving around. Shemitah was the first and last thing. Arlen Klai Kedem doesn't move at all, doesn't move at all. And by Avodah Zarah, anything that you swap, you keep on swapping it, always Avodah Zarah extends, continues further. So maybe that includes wages. But Shvi is the Taivas Dema. It can't be, because Shemitah also, we learned, also has this capacity that the Isar Shemitah, you know, if you take fruits and then you exchange it with something else, both of them are now Asar Shemitah, which means you have to finish it with Man Beer, you know, make a big business out of it and so on. And yet with Tanam, we learned, if a guy says to a worker, I want to pay you, if I say, go ahead and use this dinner, and with this dinner, collect for me Yerek Hayoyim vegetables today, Schari Asar, looks like he's buying. Looks like he's buying in Allah's cell. But Lukaitli Yerekayim, go ahead and collect for me vegetables and I will pay you a wage. So wages are mutter. So what does it show you? That wages are not considered direct benefit from the Shemitah. So the same thing in Bavar
Zara. Yeah,
but Arla doesn't get transferred. You're allowed to. An Arla does not have the capacity to move that Easter anyway. So we can understand why you're allowed to do that. But we want to say Avodah Zarah has the capacity to, the Easter continues moving forward, maybe moves also to the wages. So we bring it out for Shemitah. That's the only other Easter we have where the Easter moves forward. You know, it stays with the original and moves forward. And there, wages are permitted. So what's the difference between Shemitah and Avodah Zarah? Rashi. Mekudesh Ella Hoyil Vitaifus Dumbakham, the Kivan Dinis Nasik Havila, you poured it off Avodazara, Hadehi Kavajim. It has the same din like Avodazara, the Dumea Surin, the money is forbidden. Kidama, we say Koshatim Mehoya, amen, or anything which comes from it, Hadehu Kamayu. Remember, we had the Pasik of Hoya, Chedim Kamayu. That anything that comes from there is also just like it, Vichihecha, the Dumea Surin, so just like the money, let's say, if you take Avodazara and sell it, that money is also, so maybe it's Harpul Lazinami also, it extends also to the wages. It can't be, because we learned by Shemitah, if he tells them, Lakoitli boy, I'm giving you a dollar, and this dollar, give me a dollar's worth of vegetables, then that means that it's really a sale. It's not a wage, it's a sale. Loshen Mechru, that's a sale. The Mashma Lakoitli Shavya Yedek, collect me the value of $1. That's us. What do you mean us? By Shmita, what do you mean? You're not allowed to use it? You are allowed to use it, but whatever you buy with that money, you have to, has all the dinim of Shmita, which means it has to be finished, consumed before Pesach. Shchari Yasa, Lash Oise Achaz Mambir, Elamiz Bari Bishvi, it has to be burnt, like everything else is burnt. But if you tell him Lakoitli Yedek, I'm giving you a dollar, go out there and collect vegetables for a half an hour. That's a wage. Loshen Chidusu, that's how you pay somebody. Even like Loshen Mechon, that's sale. The Ein Loi Damim Sheyitvusu Begdusha Shvi. So therefore, and the money tak is mutter. So what's going on here? Why can't you get a wage for working with the Ein Nesach? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Bar Yochanan, Knasu Shekontu Chachamim. It's a knas. These two things that we learned in the Mishnah regarding Ein Nesach and regarding one thing, Mishnah. Yain Esach. And the other din of Chamorin, which is transport, we'll see later what that's talking about. With Yain Esach, they're both us. It's only Midrabban. It's a Knas. We don't want you to Bechal get involved with Yain Esach. Yain Esach, what's a Knas? They heard the Amr, we just told you. Chamrin Mayi, what's this thing about the donkeys? The donkey ride, what's that all about? The Tan, you will learn the Braise. Ha Chamorin, those donkey drivers, are your Oisin Melocha, Bepeda Shvi, so they used to transport fruits of Shemitah. Schara and Shvius, whatever wages they get has the same din as Shemitah. So they're the wages, only by Chamorin, we say by Shemitah, their wages are forbidden. If a guy goes out there and collects and works in the field, he doesn't get his wages on mutter. But if a guy goes and he's a donkey driver for Shemitah, his wages have the same din as Shemitah. Why? First of all, Mais Chon Shvius, what do you mean that is that his wages are like Shemitah? Ilema de Yavina Luhu. It doesn't mean that's Char Mit Peder Shvius. Are we talking about a case where they actually gave him, in lieu of money, they gave him fruits from Shemitah? And therefore you're telling me that it remains the status of Shemitah? How can it be? Nimtza Ze Porea Choyva Mit Peder Shvius. That means that the owner of the fruits is paying off his debt. He owes now money to this driver. To this donkey rider, he owes him money, and he's paying off his debt using fruits of Shemitah. And the din is you're not allowed to pay a debt with the roots of Shemitah. It says the pasuk la achla v'loylas chayda. I tell you, Amr, la achla v'loylas chayda. The only thing that you can do with Shemitah fruit is you can eat it, but not make a business out of it. Elot means the kodesh scharan b'kedusha shvis. That somehow or another he took Shemitah and he exchanged it to this money. Me Kaddish, would that make the money holy? But Tanya, didn't we learn? If a guy says to a worker, hey, lich dinazeh, here's a dinner. V'lekoitli yedek, and I want you to go ahead and collect for me vegetables. Is boy hayayim today, schore mutter, you allowed to, if I tell you, here's a dollar. and I want you to collect me vegetable today's mutter. Luckily, Yedig boy Hayyim, if he tells him, go ahead and collect the value of a dollar. No, it looks like a sale. Give me a dollar's worth of vegetables today. It's chari asr. The schad is forbidden. But we see clear from here, but if he stam gives him away, he just mutter. So what's this thing here by the chamodim that you tell me it's asr? He's driving and he's riding a donkey full of shmita. What's going on here? Why should it be asr? A wage he's allowed to get. He's allowed to go out on the farm and collect. So he's allowed to get a wage. He paid it with pay to shvi. You're not allowed to. Because you're not allowed to be pareya chayv shmita. So what's going on here? Amar Abaye, Abaye says, I'll tell you two ways of learning pshat. Abaye and his rabbi. Abaye says, la'olam yahavina leischar be pay to shvi is... I take the first way that he paid him his wage with the fruits of shmita. We know you're not allowed to la'ochla b'leischeider. I do kakash la'ochla b'leischeider. The yovanella, he gave it to him b'tzad heta in a permitted way. You're not allowed to do business with shmita, but you're allowed to give it away as a gift. So he gave it to him as a gift. Rashi tzad heta matnas chinam a gift. Because it's not got ma'aseh sheni. What did we learn? We learned just like the ma'aseh sheni, we're going to equate shmita to ma'aseh sheni. But yomer al chaveda, a guy should not say to his friend. Hell, he paid his halal to Yishalayim. A guy now say to his friend, what do you do with Maisa Sheni? You bring it to Yishalayim and you eat it. You now say to your friend, do me a favor. I want you to go ahead and bring up this Maisa Sheni for me. And what? How am I going to pay you? L'chalik, we're going to divide the produce there and we're going to each take a share. And that's your payment. You now say that. Why? So you're not allowed to pay a chayv. Since I owe you $100 for driving, I'm not allowed to pay a chayv with Maisa Sheni. Like I'm paying you a chayv, ma'aseh sheni. Aval oimelo, I could tell you, helim, go bring it up there, and la'oichelim v'lishtayis v'shalayim, and I'll give you some to eat, some food to eat and drink in the shalayim. I didn't say l'chalik means that we become partners. How do you become partners? Obviously, that's your wage. That looks like I'm paying off a chayv. I'm paying off a chayv. But if I say, let's bring it up to shalayim, and there I'll give you some food to drink, that's a present. V'noistin zeh l'zeh matnas achinam. He's giving us a present. Rashi. It's no reward at all. I'm saying you're separate.
Yeah, you're correct. But no, yeah. You're not
yeah, it's not a cheshbon that, yeah. Yeah, Rashi. Yeah, we don't itemize it. Rashi, l'chalik. If I tell you l'chalik, shetitol sham chelik bohem, if I tell him I'm going to give you a chelik, the osol lefroy chayva, you're not going to pay off your debts with my sasheni, afagav, even though shagam ze oichel b'yishlaim, eating shalayim. Okay, so that's one answer. We're talking about here, you're not allowed to take a wage for Yayin Neser, Knas Rabbon, and now we're explaining what you're not allowed to take a wage to be a donkey driver. So it was Shmita, carrying Shmita fruit. So Abayi is talking about where he says, I will pay you, this price, Moses asked a question, what do you mean you're not allowed to take a wage? You're allowed to take a wage. You're allowed to take a wage for working in a Shmita field if you get paid properly. So what's the problem? The problem here is, the donkey driver, the problem here is that he said, just like Maisa Sheni, if he turns it out and makes him like a partner, looks like he's paying off a chayv. Look, you'll drive to the shalayim, and then I'll make you a half partner over here in the food. Looks like I owe you money, and this is how I'm going to pay my money with Maisa Sheni, and the same thing with Shmita, you're not allowed to. But if I stop and give you a gift, you're allowed to. So that's a buyer. And Rava says, La'olam the kodesh b'kodesh shvi'is. We're talking about that you gave money that came from Shmita. I the kakashalor poyol. The question was, a worker is allowed to get paid. Poyol, a worker, stama worker, is allowed to get wages. The loinofish, agre, how much wages does an ordinary worker get? He gets a few cupcakes. Like kuntzur abundant. Abundant decided not to make a big knas, a big deal out of it. Somebody's working in Shmita. Obechamrin. But these wagon drivers, these balagolas, the nafish agrayu, they seem to be getting paid a fortune. Kansu Rabbonin, Bahu Rabbonin decided to cancel them, that the money they get in Shmita is awesome.
So in other words, if a guy has his field open, everybody can come and take his produce.
That's how it's supposed to be. All these dinim Shmita is hefker, yeah.
He puts a guy there to make sure that people collect their own damage and anything else in his house.
You're not allowed to do that.
Well, that's not allowed to put a guy today.
No, it's not hefker then. What kind of hefker is it if you stand and watch what they do? Yeah, but it depends what, the trees and so on. The trees and all that. But you're allowed to give wages to anybody. The Gemara said the only thing the Gemara counts in wages from Shmita was Chamorin, because they got paid the highest amount of money. A guard is always like a Shemekshuyin. Whenever Gemara wants to talk about the lowest pay, the lowest rank in the workforce, was always a Shemekshuyin. A guy who had, you know, was all wounded and everything else, and now he can't work. Shevis, at least pay him like a Shemekshuyin. Could have sat there. Okay, so these are the two wages that we banned.
So, Hasaku, who says that he also of intermarriage.
Yeah.
So they if you deal in that thing, it's not.
If you
deal in it, if you make my loss out of it, it's not also, is it?
No, not at all. No.
But stab ye no multi also.
Because I've already decided. This is a.
Hang on, but stab ye no was because it's a derivative of ye nessa.
The trigger was B'nai Sehen. And once we triggered B'nai Sehen, then we went all the way to Yai Nesek. Because we made Asa Ba'na, nothing else. Pas Akum and Cholav Akum, there's no Issa Hana there.
Yeah, but yet the Issa is because... But the
yeah, so here it has both. It starts off B'nai Sehen, but once you put it in place, you have to emulate the Torah and emulate the Yai Nesek, which takes on all this harshness. Okay. Says the Gemara, Umasnisin Chumri Yai Nesek Shaini. And our Mishnah, because of the chumra of yayin esech, is different. Rashi Sudeh chomer the osah b'hanah ki yayin esech mamish. And over here, because our yayin esech is osah b'hanah, so we're talking about yayin esech. But these two things are osah. What about schori l'stam yayin mao? Our Mishnah talks about you hired a guy to work for you in yayin esech. What about stam yayin? So a wine shop that sells goyish wine, and you're allowed to have Yiddish employees. Me, I mean, do we say kiven the isur chamur ki the yayin esek? Do we say since it what is it? It's a derivative of yayin esek. Therefore, it takes on all the isurim of yayin esek. Therefore, scharin amoser. Therefore, it's also forbidden. Idilma hoyil v'tumasa kill. There's a difference. Remember, we learned that yayin esek has a din of tumah. We learned like a nida, like a zav, markiva, you know, and mashenkin. Stam yayin does not have that severe level of tumah. The level of tumah is much less. Av scharin amikil. So we see there are differences between stam yayin and yayin esek. So maybe when it comes to wages, also we're not going to count them. Rashi, what do you mean? These tumas and kill. What do you mean by stam yenim? The level of tum is weaker. Kedamron, we learn by mamidin shalish yenis hein yayin esech is also bano umetame tuma chamura bekezai is there. It's metame of a strict tuma, the size of a kezai. Stam yenin also bano umetame. What kind of tuma? Tumas mashkin bilavis. Over there is only tumas mashkin, which is like a sheni, and it's only bilavis. It's much lower level. So since by tuma we make a distinction, so maybe also when it comes to wages, we're not going to be so chamur. That's the most question. Tosh, that's the question right here. That's exactly the question. Today we learned already. We mentioned Shulchan Aruch says there that today, because goyim are not really out in the Western world, are not really over the sort of minig avay say hen be your day hen. So therefore, we're much more lenient on these things. So you're not even. Well, we said the leniency there is that you're allowed to take stam yenim from goyim if he owes you money. You're allowed to, if he gives you stam yenim, you're allowed to give it to sell it ad hoc. If you're allowed to sell a permanent business, there's a big machlekes achreinim and everything else. On Kratzmach, you can give it to another goyim as a present, yeah, today. But whether you're allowed, or go to a wine store and sell them, but whether you're allowed to today do a business with stam yenim, there's a big machlekes. Big machlekes. Yeah, exactly. It's more kavias. Yeah, exactly. And we said over there, we don't want you to have a hesed. So if a guy gives you a very, very cheap bottle of wine, many people say you shouldn't do anything with it. If it gives you expensive, you know, it's proof of care what you would think. If you think expensive, you're endearing yourself with a guy and using stam yenin for it. But that you're allowed to, because we don't want you to have a hesed. Since anyway, it's not really a very result. If there's no hesed involved, it's a $5 bottle of wine. Nope. Toshma coming here, the hook gavel. Sorry?
My son works in the warehouse.
Yeah. We're here. In Israel, yeah.
A couple of years ago, Kratzma. He gave my son another one, he gave me another one. So I had to say thank you. I said to myself, how do I bring the message that you don't drink this one? So I told my secretary, look out for when it's his birthday, and let's buy a fancy bottle of kosher wine and give him a present of kosher wine sent to him. So he'll understand it.
And it worked?
I'm not sure.
Actually, we have a few going with send us wine, and I don't know how they get it, but they send us kosher wine. They send us kosher wine as a present. You must buy it from Geffen. Can you buy it online?
Yeah, you can buy, what's in there? You can buy
from Sydney.
Five
stars, you can buy. No, but it's only by one bottle, and sometimes you even hear the name, but very expensive. Kosher. But it's nice that they thought it through and they realized. Don't know how, but anyway, yeah. That's what you have a PA for, to do your homework. Toshma coming here. So we want to know. Stam yenim, you got to get a wage now. Toshma coming here. Now, Gav is a person, the Ogad Arbe is a person who hired out his ship. Listam Yenam, a guy hired out a ship to transport, to ferry across Stam Yenam. Yovule, what did they give him? Chiti weed, but Agra, they gave him wheat as wages, they gave him wheat. So now they paid him a wage. Also, the camera wanted to know if you're allowed to eat this wheat. Omale, zilgo, kalinu, burn it, vikavrinu, and bury it. So what's he telling him? You're not allowed to have any hanor from the wage from the Yain Stam Yenam. So we see from here that Stam Yenam has the same thing as Yain Esach. Says the and he's getting a wage for it. It seems that they told him what it's supposed to be used for. If he didn't know, he doesn't know. Talking about they told him, we want to transport all this Stam Yenam across. They're paying him, whether they ride or he rides makes no difference. They're paying him to use of the boat for that. So he's having Hanor directly from Stam Yenam. It says Claudia here that the wage is not really Hanor. We're asking it, knows that's the same thing as the Ayin Nesach. Why do you have to go ahead and burn it and bury it? Two things, burn it and bury it. Let him tell him, badrinu, let him just tell him, you know, take the wheat, break it up, and throw it away. So, oh, also it's a color. A tekala will come. People will find these pieces and use it as fertilizer. So let him just burn it. Vadrinu, scatter it. What do you have to bury it? Dilma mezavluhu, because they can still use it as fertilizer even after it's burnt. Rashi, bekivri, besakvaris. In the basic word, you father them kemoishahem. Let them just scatter them across. Lama the sarf, why burn them? Asabu inchi the deta color. The hodi malaklo. People go out there. If he breaks into small pieces, people go collect them and use them. Nu velikvirino. So why do you have to burn them and then bury? If you bury them anyway, just bury them the way they are. Why do you have to burn it? Mila tana. Didn't we learn? Remember, we learned in Sanhedrin, when somebody gets killed, so what do you do with all the pieces that they use, let's say, to kill him? So we say the echad evan sheniskeba, the stone, the tools that they use to kill him. Whether the stone that they use for stoning, the echad eight shenitla, of the wood that they use for hanging, the echad sayiv shenerba, or the sword that they use to decapitate him, the echad suda shenechniba, or the handkerchief they use to strangle him, kulam, all of those, nigvarim, ima, get buried with him. So we see, intact. No, we don't, yeah. That's right, and they are all intact, and they get buried with him. That's right. Even though I just read that Indonesia wants to reintroduce decapitation, and the whole world is screaming how barbaric that is, and the Gemara said that decapitation was the most humane way because it's instant. But the Gemara's question here is: we don't burn them; we just bury them, and that's sufficient. So why we tell them to weave? If you tell them to bury it, to bury it. What do you have to go ahead and burn it? Says the Gemara, "Hasam the kavli bebina there the bezin burns it." Remember, there's a special basic kavodas there for the. Then we had two basic kavodas: one for Sreif and Skila, and one for Hering and Chenik. And because these things got buried in that cemetery over there, everyone knows what it's for. Mucha milsa, the harugi bezin, you know, belongs to harugi bezin. Nobody's gonna tamper with it. Nobody's gonna use it. Hachel mucha milsa. If somebody sees you burying a bunch of wheat, they'll come tomorrow and dig it up and take it. That's true. So yeah, Emo, they will say inish gonav. They would think that a person just stole it for Isaac Kibra. And he brought it in the cave here. They won't realize that it's something that's Osir and Mahano and so on. Rashi, Kula Nigvar Nima, Siv, Le Soli, Nivilosale, don't leave it hanging on the tree. Kikova Tigbadani, Shabarim, Afa Eza Masha, also the tree with it, Rochi, Amin, Nibbadin. 8, Shemeyani, I know, Bain Tolos, Bain Mukhuba, whether it's attached or detached. Tamaloyme, Kikova, Sikvarenu, Misha, Mukhusel, Kavuda, only those things which have to be buried, Yatzazesh, Mukhusa, Kavuda, Vitlisha. So we learn from there, things that are mamish in the ground, you don't have to. Alma, Eitz, Gufa, Yisra, no. The Eitz itself is Osir, no. And when I worry about takola, so he said, you know why we're not worried? Shine horse, keeping the covering be beidina be beisa kvaris ham zokoni be bezin. There's a special cemetery graveyard for bezin. Muchemilz is quite obvious. Lechol man the mashkelu hasam. Anybody who finds it there, yada will know the harugi bezin have upidish. He will know there's a harugi bezin and walk away. Says well, right. Okay. The family of Rabbi Yanai, or the Yeshiva Rabbi Yanai, Yosvi, they wanted to help out the poor people. Remember that all Shemitah Tvua has to be consumed by Zman HaBir, which is right before Pesach. And what do they eat the rest of the year? So what they did was, Yasvi paid the Shviz. They would go to the Aniyim, borrow a bunch of fruits of Shviz, like the month of Shvat. They would borrow a bunch of money of Shviz, eat them up, and then pay them back, Manim, Uparu Lehen, and they would pay them back, Vishminis. They would pay them back with fruits and Shemitah, so they would give them food to eat. It's no. In the Shemitah year, the seventh year, this is mana be bisman shekola by behema achila le behema. That's when you have to burn it as well.
Yeah, but the point is, you harvest
a week between Pesach but Shemitah, anything that was that is part of the Shemitah year has to be consumed by Pesach of Shemitah year.
Who's harvesting
the wheat at the base? Schmitte here. You don't know anything.
I'm saying, that's when it's ready to be eaten.
It's man shekola b'maychol b'hem. No, but they eat to the all the leftover grass that's growing and everything else. It takes a while, and we say that the end of the zman beer is roughly around Erev Pesach, and that's when all the Schmitte things have to be consumed by every fruit is different, but we're saying generally.
Even barley, they have to be boiling. Is the barley ripe enough for
that's
for
next for year's crop, not last year's crop.
Yeah, but that's what. If you're on the Shnas Shmita, and Pesach Shnas Shmita, what barley have you got? What barley are you producing? You're producing barley that just now harvesting, and the barley's now harvesting, and it's mamash out of Pesach. A couple of days, that's the barley.
So what does that become? It says that every fruit is different. So maybe that man beer is a different time.
A little bit later than that.
Maybe that's okay. Maybe it's man beer.
And in fact, what do? You leave it in the field till Sukkot.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe that's what it is. So maybe that's different. Every fruit is different.
Sorry. Listen, fruits only the trees. You go out Chodesh.
They bud.
Chodesh, you look at the body. So maybe it's the same.
Maybe that's what it's different.
So look, quite here, for instance, when you're harvesting, this is the time of the year now, you're harvesting fruit. So take it 6 months the other way.
So you're right. So maybe it goes into the eighth year. Okay, maybe it's the man being the eighth year. So when all these different fruits. But the bottom line is, So what happens then afterwards? So the Gemara says like this: this is to borrow fruits of Shemitah from poor people, upadu lehem b'shminis, and then they would pay them back later with the fruits from the eighth year. So it comes out this is chalipin of Shemitah. Why they borrowed? It's like a little business there. They borrowed the Shemitah fruit, and they're paying them back with post Shemitah fruit. So it looks like they're giving them paying them back for Shemitah. Like a little business here. We learn from the Ochel of Leis Chayda. So that's what they should do for the benefit of the poor people. Rashi, Yossi Perish Shviz, Koyin is Manabir, Fos Manabir, Uparal Bishminis, Ishtakar, the Ochel Yanim Bishminis, Achar the beer, they would eat after the beer. But Chalipi Perish Shviz, where are they getting these new fruits from? Because in exchange for the fruits of Shmita. So the question is, if the Shmita transfers to these other fruits, that means all the dinim of Shmita should pass on to these other fruits, which means it has to be consumed before Zman HaBir, and here they're eating it after Zman HaBir. Also, they went to ask Ashayla, Amru Leila Rabbi Yechon, Amru, he said, Yoi Sein Avdin, they're doing the good thing. You know why? What's the svara? Because by the time they're paying back the fruits, the Shemitah is no longer in existence. And because the Shemitah is no longer in existence, there's nothing to transfer the Yisr or Shemitah to the new fruits that they're paying him back with. Rashi. Because at the moment when they're paying back the original Shemitah fruit is no longer in existence, so therefore you're not swapping one for another. Shemitah does not fall on these fruits. Where do you find such a concept? Where do you find I'm doing a swap, but because the original is no longer there, it's not considered a swap? We find the same thing by Aslan, the gift that you give to a Zoyna. Mutter, we find the same thing. There's also Mutter. What's the story there? What happens if he gives her a present right after they have Tashmish, and that's also to the Mizbech? But if he gives her 2 weeks later, then we say that it's Mutter. Why? Because the Shaz B is gone, the Aveda is gone, so this is not the Isser of the Aveda does not get carried over to the sheep that you gave her as a present. Rashi connected Boston, Baal Lehav, Achikach Nosan Lo Esnon, and Mutter is permitted. Permitted, La Hakrova, why? Kivan the Labishas Beer, Yavin, I didn't give it to Shas Beer. Ki Hod the Yavla, Hutle, Matana Baal, was only Matana. Tell you about the time we learned, Nosan Lo. So it sounds like it's nothing. It sounds like, unless he says, as we'll soon see, he says, Me'achshav. Excuse me. The time we learned, Nosan Lo, he gave her a gift, Veloy Baal Lehav, gave her a gift pre the event. And had no relations. Or baal leh v'loy nosan lo asnana mutter's mutter. Nosan lo v'loy baal leh pshita. If he gave her a present and had no relations, what's a shayla? You need to tell me. Yeah, but probably nothing. No aveda happened. So why? What's a chiddush? Why would you think that you'll be usher that you're saying that it's already that, you know, you have to tell me it's mutter. So even the leibor alev matan ba'amud yavla. Since nothing happened, so obviously he's going to just give her a gift. What's the problem? But soon, the next case, bor alev le'nosala. If he didn't give her a yavla le'midi, so what's the shaila? If he didn't give her a present, so what did he tell me? It's mutter. What's mutter? He didn't give her a present. The kibbutz nosal la ma'is not a mutter. No, nobody say like her. Why do you always read things the opposite way?
There's an Aveda was done here.
Yes.
And the payment for the Aveda, there's an item here that changed hands associated with that Aveda.
So if it's an animal, you can't...
An item is also for the Mizbeah. So now we're analyzing, well, what point in time did this item become also? What sort of an item is it also?
So if he gave her a present before the event, right now, we think right now nothing ever happened, it's mutter. If he gave... If he didn't... that's what we're saying right now. We'll see in a minute. This is what happened. If Nasanla, he gave her a gift, and then the following week they had relations, that animal was permitted. The Achikabola, the animal was permitted because it's not directly tied in. Other Bola, he had relations. The Achikach Nasanla, a week later, or the following week, he gives her a present. Asnana Mutter, it is Mutter. Why? Because Aveda is no longer in existence. We see, once the Aveda is no longer in existence, there's nothing to tag or to transfer the Aveda from that to this. The same thing is we're saying in the case before. If in the case of the poor people, they gave them they took the Shemitah fruit from them, the Rabbanon consumed it, and then when they gave them the new Tfuah back, there's no old Tfuah left, so there's nothing to, no Issa to tag it to. Asnana Mutter. Rashi, Nosav Leboleh, if I was a lot of them, Nosav Leboleh, Achshav Elachim, later I Boleh, Veloy Nosav Achshav Elachim, after a while later. Says Gemara, back in the last line, Nosav Leboleh, gave her, Achikach Boleh, Luchay Luchi Boleh, when he had relations then, Lechol Elah Yisr. In that case, a week earlier he gave her a present, then a week later they had relations, and there's a sheep over there, so why doesn't Yisr then gets transferred? Yisr to Mafreya, why doesn't he go to Mafreya? Says Rashi, like somebody asked him, why did he give it to her? Because he expected this relation. He's talking about a case, he gave her a present on Tuesday, Wednesday she brought it to Mizbech, the following Monday did Aveda, so therefore it's mutter. What's going on here? Hey Chidami, what exactly precisely is the case? Either Amalo, he said to her, Kinilach Ma'achshav, he came to her money and said, hey, this is yours now, anticipation that they'll have some relations a week from now. Pshita the Shadi, and then she runs to Mizbech, she runs to Mizbech right away to give the Abishah thanks for getting a customer. So, of course, it's Mutter. No less of Shadi. Yeah, all from Yidin. That's right. So the animal was in existence when the Aveda was. So what's the Shaila? Why should the animal even be Asa? There's no relationship to the Aveda. He just gave her a gift. It wasn't around anymore. So it can't be talking about that. Surely it's Mutter. If he did not say, if he taka did not say, it's yours from now, how can she go? If he gave her a sheep, didn't say the word, it's now yours, he just gave her a sheep in anticipation of something happening. How? So in other words, the pshat is, what he meant was, it's not yours, when we have our relations, then it'll become yours. Right now I'm giving it to you for storage. So why would she be allowed to use it? It says, ish ki yakdish is beisoy, it has to be yours, you have to have ownership. She doesn't have ownership yet, till the Aveda happens. So what's the? How can she bring it in the Mizbech? If he did not say it's yours from now, has to be your house. And we learn out in the Baruch Kama, ma beisoy b'shus, it has to be yours, af kol. So what's the shaila? So again, he can't. Others, if he said this is yours now, and she straight away went to his bech and nothing happened, of course it's mutter. And if he didn't say anything, then it's not hers till they do an aveda. What right she have gone to his bech? So what's going on here? Ella the Amal, he said to her, lehevi gaboch. He in his wording he related it. He said, let it be by you. Ad shaz beer until we have our relations. But then he adds one more clause. The e mitzdarech loch. And if you need it, kanima achshav, it's yours now. So we would have thought, because he clearly first itemized, he associated the two, and he said, chatchila, I prefer it's not yours until we have relations. So and then he gave her an option that if you need it to desperately bring a carbon, you can use it now and it becomes yours. So we would have thought that the smells of Isser over here, we shouldn't be able to bring on the Mizbech. The fact is that he said to her, you have an option to make it yours straight away. So therefore, it's not tagged to an Aveda. So the same thing in the case before, because they consumed the payers from the Aniyim before they paid them with the Yishminis, there's nothing where the Issa can be extended from. Rashi, Kenim Achshav Kaidim Pshita the Mutter. Davgav Damanaz Be Yovanel. True, he gave it to her of anticipation, but Kivin the Mekam Be Yovanel. He gave it to before the Be happened. Lav Schar Be. It's not related to it. We're talking about a case where he said, wait till we have our relations, but if you need it desperately, then use it. Hilchach. Itzrich Masnis and Lashmi. I'm just telling you, the Avagav the Omelo, like Nikola Chachas Be. It shouldn't be yours to Shaz Be. Kivin the Hodder Omelo. Then he told her, Me E Mitzdarich Lach Knee Ma Achshav. If you need it, be Koyne now. Havale Matnas Chinim. It's like a gift. Kisha Kaltivak. If she decided to use it now, it's like a gift. So you're right. Boy, Rav Hoshia. Should we stop here already?
We've got
6 minutes. Okay, we'll go further. Boy, Rabbi Isha, Kodma, Vihigdisha. What about if she, this woman, went ahead and decided to make it Hegdish?
Based on
this story, yeah. Mao, what's it in? Do we say? Kiv on the Amamar. We have a rule. Amirosa ligvoya kimisirosa lehedyet. That we have a rule that normally you have to make a Kenyan transaction for an ordinary person before it solidify whatever you want to do. However, when it comes to Gvoya, we say that what? That as soon as you say something, you have to keep your word. So command akrif to dummy is therefore it's as if she was already makrivit. Whatever happens afterwards is relevant. I deal mahash to miya hakai. In other words, she said on Monday, he gave her a sheep on Monday. She said on Monday, it is Kodesh. Lepoyah, she didn't bring up the carbon. The following Monday, they had their relations. On Tuesday,
made this tonight. This stomach gives it. No, this tonight, we just finished.
Yeah, but we know what it's for. Even the case where he says, it's yours now. Which is a matana ba'alma. But that's because he brought it up on Tuesday before anything happened. Here, she let it hang around until after they had relations. The following day, she wants to bring it. And it's clear why he did it. The problem is the animal's still in existence. Do we say, because the animal's in existence, and we know that it was the only reason why he gave her a gift is for that, so maybe now the Issa gets attached to it, or do we say no? Because since she already gave it hedges, it's no longer hers. I mean, also the Givoyim shows the hedges, even though it's sitting in her house, it's not hers. So the Issa now, it's as if it's not in existence. Do we say Amirasa Ligvay Shirosal Hedit? Command that Kriftad Dom as if she's market ready, it's no longer in existence. I deal my hash to me, ha koi. The fact is it's still sitting in the house. The Isa Beina and sitting right there. The Tifshim and Abelezer, let's resolve it. Abelezer, in the top of the page, Abelezer said, She kodma vihi krifta, she jumped in ahead and she actually brought him his bech. It sounds from him, he didn't give a better answer. She decided to make it hegdish straight away. It seems from Abelezer the only way that there's no problem with the animal is she actually eliminated the animal. It didn't exist anymore by the time the Veda happened. Davke hi krifta, Abelezer, it sounds like his market wouldn't help. Says the Gemara, did Abelezer Gufu come and boil it? That's exactly what we're asking. What's Pshat in Abelezer? My. Mivshit is a Pshat. Mivshit Pshita le Abelezer. Abelezer convinced that he krifte Dafke. Dafke, he brought it up. Abel igdishte loy, but just marked as you know. The Isa b'shaz bia, because it's still in existence. Oy dilma, he krifte Pshita le. Vigdishte misapkle. Maybe not. Gdishte is definitely not, but Gdishte is a suffix. Do we say, because she gave it over to Hedish, because the fact is that's still sitting in her house, maybe it's a problem. Misapkle. Teku. Rashi. Keep the mama bits after the Gedushin paid the kama. Okay.
This yeah. With the season, I remember.